Hello, America, and welcome to Madison Square Garden for what is likely to be remembered as the fight of the century. For the duration of the contest to come, I will be on hand to narrate all of the action. Allow me to set for you the stage. In the ring now, two battle-hardened and time-tested competitors with whom no ordinary being should wish to tangle. Fighting out of the red corner, standing roughly 3 feet tall, a simple bamboo stick, which, even though it just kind of sits there, does so with an unnerving sort of smugness. His opponent in the blue corner, a thorny blackberry bush that appears to have been recently toilet papered and promises to be sporting a nasty disposition. We go now ringside for the introduction of the fighters. Welcome to our feature bout of the evening. 12 rounds in the organic matter division for the undisputed title, King of Pain. Introducing first in the red corner, weighing in at a couple of pounds from an undisclosed tropical location, the cane that brings the pain, Sticky, the bamboo stick. And his opponent, fighting out of the blue corner, hailing from deep in the soil, wearing the nasty thorns with the black fruit, he's the bush you love to lick, except for how it'd hurt like a mofo, the blackberry bush himself, Barry Del Negro!
Listen to my commands at all times. No hitting below the belt and no eye gouging. Do you have any questions? How about you, Thorny, huh? Well, let's get it on!
And so it begins. The event which some fight fans have called simply a fight that I might want to see unless there's something really good on television that night or unless something really important comes up, like needing to rotate my tires. As should be expected, the tension is so thick you could cut it with a knife. In fact, if you were so inclined, you could probably scoop some tension out of the air with a spoon. You could then pour chocolate syrup on it and eat it as if it were ice cream, except for how it's really not, and it just wouldn't work. All of the fans here are on the edge of their seat, waiting to see who will strike first in this epic contest. Neither fighter has moved as of yet, each seemingly playing a deadly cat-and-mouse game with the other. Who will have the sack to step forward and deliver a blow in this fight? I cannot say that I have seen something... And so ends round one of this epic battle between two gritty and determined foes. Let's check in with our boxing analyst, Dr. Jimmy Juice, for a scorer's view of first round action.
It was a close round, no doubt about it. Both fighters looked a little rusty. I chalked that up to maybe from lack of conditioning. I have to say that overall, the bush looked maybe a little more menacing than the stick. Round one goes to the blackberry thing, 10-8.
Thumping. So there you have it. Both contestants have received instruction from their corner and appear ready to run headlong once again into the fray. And round two is underway. No quarter is being given here as the bush thing and the stick thing once again are locked in a nerve-wracking game of steely-eyed stare-downs. I cannot say more than I can say when I say these things to you. We now leave this program to join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Oh, we're out of milk again. We got water. I figured if you wanted milk, you'd just make some.
Yeah, that'd be great if I wanted wine. I need some milk for my cereal.